So, did you get a little rush when you heard what Buddy had to say?
I get rushed all the time, man. Getty and the boys are good pals of mine. It's, you know, rock and roll to them.
What?
No. But, you know, as far as the commissioner and what he said, it's a great thing for us. It puts us in a real unique situation after 10 years with what all things behind the scenes have been done. And with the two exhibition games played this March at Olympic Stadium, it's pretty much let the world know and the rest of Major League Baseball that, you know, we want our baseball back. We're very capable of doing this. I mean, it's not a fad. We've had it since 1969. And, of course, the turnout at that moment was phenomenal.
Off the charts, yeah.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Nobody ever could do that. So I think we found an avenue here. And you're right what you said about Major League Baseball. They had a representative there. And, I mean, it is a spring training game, that type of thing. Going through this and putting all this together and putting it to where it is now, you know, there's still some negativity out there. Some people out there are still raising their eyebrows about it, and which is fair, which is fine. But it's pretty much painting its own picture right now as far as where we're headed here and what things are starting to try to make sense here. And I have a good group, private group members, corporate group members, local business members who are behind me and really the business, the corporate business sector is paying attention due to the fact that, you know, the show and tell, all the people we had at the games, those two games, and to rest assured that it's still viable. So, look, it's a journey. We have a shot at this, which I already knew this two or three years ago when I started this thing, just myself. We come on a pretty good pace. And we got to continue doing what we do with the right protocol and due diligence behind the scenes.
The dilemma with Warren Cromartie, the dilemma Crow has all in Montreal has been virtually since day one. Who's going to own this franchise? Who's the guy? We know that Mr. Bronfman kind of came in the back door a little bit. He kind of got surprised and wound up, you know, as a partner in this thing in the initial stages where he didn't think it was actually going to happen.
Who told you that? Did you hear about that? Who told you that?
Well, there was a recent book written about that exact situation.
I don't know about it.
And how,
Charles Bronfman?
I am, indeed.
Okay.
And how he got involved with the Montreal Expos.
Yeah.
And then in the end, we all know.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, that's the only owner that the Expos has ever had, is Charles Bronfman.
Right.
All those other folks were involved in this past rigmarole as just to get rich. They were trying to do other things, and they wasn't paying attention to the city, the people, the fans. And
oh, there's no doubt that Mr. Bronfman was the guy in Montreal.
It still is,
I guess. But the account of how he actually got involved in the first place is a most intriguing one. But that aside, my point was that there were at the end owners who were not trusted in Montreal. In the last two or three years, Major League Baseball actually operated the Expos before the franchise left. The piece that inevitably will make people take you and your group seriously is the day that guy with the big bucks or that group with the big bucks stands up and says, okay, here it is. Here's the cash. Let's go get a team. How are you doing with that?
Actually, I'm doing good with that. I have a real solid group. I got a lot of confidence in my group. These are people who make the city go, Montreal go, also the private, the corporate as well. As I said at the beginning of this, we've taken this as far as we can take it until a team becomes available. So what that means, we're doing work behind the scenes. We're available to do this. We can make this happen. The people that I have behind me, we can make this happen.
Do you have the money right now to buy a team and build a stadium?
No, not right now, but I will. And we have a handful of good people, more than a handful of good people. And everything has its own stage, its own time. And we've gotten to a long spot here now. People are still talking about it. We do have a group. There is a group. And let's be clear about that. There is a group out there. And we understand the finances. We know is what the stadium is going to cost. We love what we'd like to have it built for. We have our numbers. You can go to our website, MontrealBaseballProject.com. The feasibility study is clear for you to take a look at. And I advise a lot of people to do a little homework on this. And, you know, as a business person, you always got to look at numbers and then you got to protect yourself. So if we can get that stadium built for less than what we put it down there for, we're all for that because we're going to be real creative in this thing. So we're in this for the long haul. We don't have a time limit or date on it or anything like that. Like I said, Major League Baseball controls the teams that are made available. Once we find that out, then we'll try to talk to them.
And Warren, no timeline on when you could find that out. Could be tomorrow. Could be 3 years. Could be 10 years.
We're hoping sooner than later. I mean, the big question, the big thing with me now is the word patience. As far as this thing is concerned, and I think the right protocol we're going to have to continue to take because obviously we're doing something, we're doing it right, and we have good support in Major League Baseball with the media. So we have to be very, 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 very calculated because, you know, Montreal, we have a very small margin for error.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon what happened 10 years ago. So we got to be smart about this. And when we have something to say, we'll say it. So right now, all the talk is about, we've been hearing talk about Oakland. We've been talking about a lot of things, the Rays and everybody else. And we're not into that as far as I'm concerned, as far as the one that's speaking on behalf of Montreal Baseball Project, as far as talking about a club we want or we like to have out of respect to the Major League Ball Club and doing the right protocol. So we don't want to step on anybody's toes.
The well-respected firm of Ernst & Young did a study that was released in December envisioning a team being purchased for a little over $500 million and a like amount, about another $500 million for a stadium. Do you have a site already for a stadium? Everybody has talked about it. You need a downtown site. Is there a piece of land?
We want a downtown stadium. We're still looking. We're getting calls in different areas, and which is a good thing. And we got to be smart about this, and we got to look for convenience. We understand that Major League Baseball wants this. You know, it has to be downtown. So that's where we're looking. We want to be able to comply with that.
Would you put forward, have you contemplated putting forward, as in general terms, leagues always puff their chest out and say, we don't give you a team and then you build us a stadium. You build the stadium and then maybe we give you a team. That's always the fallback position. But the truth is that, if anything, March proved, the Mets and the Blue Jays proved, that for a period of time you could play at Olympic Stadium while a new facility is being built. Well, is that contemplated?
This has already been talked about, and Major League Baseball has to make that call. As you know, the Olympic Stadium has its problems.
We know.
And that's not reassuring for something like that to be played on that particular schedule. It would be a difficult sell right about now. I think the big O, Olympic Stadium, is on his last leg, so to speak, and helping us get this team back by hosting these games in March. So it's doing its thing. But your question, I mean, we're looking at places, and it has to be downtown. We look at something like a 35,000 seater. We've already said this, and
right,
you know. So I, you know, it's pretty. pretty much starting to develop on its own, in a sense. And it's great to have a city to be excited and have some hope in the long run and being realistic about things. And me, as the person who's leading this thing and having the people behind me, we like to be very creative in this thing this second time around. And show the people of not only Montreal, people of Canada, Major League Baseball, that we can have our team back and they can have a great ownership group that is solely for the fans and in Montreal itself.
Warren, has there been any talk about getting the exact Olympic Stadium hot dog recipe down for a new stadium? Because those things are killer, man. That's what I want to know.
You know, I got some calls. You know, when you guys had your Canada Day and Toronto was having their ball game and everybody was dressed in their Maple Leaf thing, and it took me back a little bit in regards to, when I played there during the summer and had the holiday there, how beautiful it was during the summer. Would have been nice to have a ball game in Montreal, that type of thing. I'm getting that from fans. We like the emails of that nature. But, yeah, the old hot dogs and, you know, Poutine wasn't around, but I think it'll be a big hit at the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That'd be some decent ball.
Steamies and Poutine. Or Poutine, as they say in Montreal.
Hey, Crow,
I don't know. I can't handle that stuff, man. When I look at it, I get an upset stomach.
Just eat it with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway, that's what's going on in the world of Montreal. We're making progress. Stay with us. I appreciate your effort as far as support. Go to MontrealBaseballProject.com. That's MontrealBaseballProject.com. We put out blogs from time to time. Keep you up to date what we're doing. And there's some other announcements that we may make on the site until we really have something we can get up in front of the public to say it. But we're liking what we're hearing, so it's got to continue to move forward.
Warren, any other ex-players that are extremely on your side? I mean, guys always say the right things.
All of
them.
Is
there anybody in there really, really giving you a hand, anyone specifically?
Yeah, everybody that I've called. My whole objective for this thing, in between what we're trying to do in the big picture, is get the team, get the stadium, and all this other stuff that we have to do, is continue to do what I'm doing with my gala. We're working on the gala for next year, and to bring certain guys in, hoping that whoever played have anything to do with the Expos, bring them back up during the gala so the people can see them once again, and then come back to the town. Because everybody who I talked to, who came across the border to Montreal, and tell me all the time how much they miss it, how much they miss Montreal. It's a great town. We all, besides all the great restaurants, the beautiful women there, the games there, the ball players look forward to coming to Montreal. So, you know, it was a great place for them. So we want to be a destination once again. We want to make Montreal to be viable now. We want to play with the big boys. And I really truly believe the Expos will help save Montreal to become this big city the way it should be.